Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good afternoon, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station. And today I am wearing my life coaching hat, and this is the hour of life with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching. I am so excited this afternoon to be on air with you guys today. We've had to postpone the show before because we have just so much going on here with the network, with other things that we're doing, a documentary, anthology, getting authors published. So we've had so many things going on, but I wanted to make sure I checked in today and just talk with you candidly. It's so funny today that pretty much all this week I've been talking to many, many different women. I have a women's group on every Tuesday evening at the local community YWCA. And a part of those, some of the things that I propose to be a part of that particular function is to help women to find their happiest life within themselves and help them to heal past their pains and talk about relationships and open up. And it takes time for people to open up to a stranger. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, just continuing that path. But coincidentally, I've been having a lot of conversation about relationships. And that is one of the number one things people struggle with each and every day, relationships, whether it be romantic, business, or family. Any involvement you have with another person is a relationship. But specifically, we're going to talk about love relationships. So many people are out here looking and thirsting for love. And sometimes we thirst so much for love that we find ourselves, especially, and I'm speaking from a woman's perspective at this moment, sometimes we begin to accept any and everybody into our lives just to take hold of just a piece of love or what we deem to be love. But I'm here to tell you today that you don't have to do that. I know that everybody has been in a position where they've been challenged with love and the relationships that they were in did not work out. And even I've had to deal with my share of breakups. But you have to move on from there because then truly, truly, if happiness is what you desire to have in your life, you can create your own happy space, your own happy environment. But you know what? What it began, where it begins, your happiness begins within you. You have to be totally in love with yourself. You have to be totally happy with yourself. And once that happens, you'll be able to be happy with someone else. The key is to be able to connect, divinely connect with that person that wants happiness in their lives also. Because if you're with a person who can give a care, you know, whether they're happy or not, and just take life with a salt of grain, I mean, you know, a grain of salt, and really don't give thought about emotions or feelings or things like that, then 9 times out of 10, that is a person who you cannot be happy with, because they're not emotionally connected with loving someone or being caring towards someone special. They just live life as it goes, and that's certainly not a way to live in a relationship with another person, because we all have different personalities and different things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. But if you desire to be in a relationship with a person, you definitely have to be with a person that can understand you as an individual and can also appreciate you as an individual with all your flaws. And at the end of the day, every relationship will have its challenges. Every relationship will have, between the two of you, you will have disagreements. But the foundation of the relationship is what's important. If you are built, your relationship is built on a strong foundation, and at the end of the day, even if you disagree, at the end of the day, you will mesh back together harmoniously. So I really wanted to just really kind of talk to women, my sisters out there, that I am in a position, so many people ask me, make comments like, you're such a wonderful person, why are you single? But the misconception about being single is that you're single because of some bad reason. You can be single just for as a choice, a personal choice. There's nothing written in stone that says that you have to be in a relationship. There are times where you be not in a relationship so you can find out who you are as an individual, because that will make for the best recipe for a great relationship if you're first together within yourselves and you have all the ingredients working on the inside of you. Everything is all together, so that when you connect with another individual as a partner in your life, that the same ingredients that they're coming with, that when you guys mix together, it makes for a perfect recipe. So I would like to, kind of just talk about relationships today in a much greater detail. Some of the signs to look for, let's go as far as, let's deal with the self first. First, I suggest to women that you sit down and have a conversation with yourself. Define who you are as a woman, and put all those things in writing. Write down a list. Define who you are as a woman, because doing this, writing it down, will inadvertently help you to see what the things that you normally wouldn't even think about seeing within yourself. Had you not written it down, or it would get you just at least to thinking about other than the surface thing. You have to know who you are as an individual inside and out. We work so hard to try to please or being a woman that is presentable to a man, but you have to be presentable for yourself, accepting of yourself, loving of yourself. And this is what I want women to get to, a point in your life where you're loving and accepting of yourself, no matter if you're skinny, no matter if you're plus size, as long as you're healthy. We're definitely going to have a show on the plus size thing, because so many people think because you're plus size that you're unhealthy, and that's not necessarily true. You can be skinny and unhealthy, but that's another show. But, getting back to the relationships, we have to, a lot of times women think that there are scriptures in the Bible saying being submissive to your husband and all of those things. And I think divinely, women are built to be of service to our husbands or our future partners. All those things are built. And I think that in the world of Christianity and just in the world of scriptures, people need to break down words because many words in the dictionary have various meanings. And I think that women get stuck in this thing trying to do everything they know how to do to gain the attention of a man. But one thing about it, a man is also built to, especially when he's being spiritually guided, he's built to know what to look for in a great woman. Now, a man that's not really truly being guided by the Spirit, he will just look on the surface of a woman and say, oh, you know, she's a good woman, she's pretty, she's got everything together, blah, 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 she's positive, she's this, and don't look any further than that. But, you know, love, you know, the blissful state of love, it goes deeper than that. You have to connect and see something much more deeper in a person. So there are some women out here, you know, sorry sisters, but there are some women out here who know how to get a man by deception or using what many of us call in church witchcraft. And I don't mean that you're, you know, cooking up potions and stuff and different things of that nature, but you're giving a man an appearance or a picture of you that's not necessarily the truth, because you're finding out exactly what, or you're deeming to know what exactly he wants in a woman, and you're becoming and morphing into that woman. I had a show a couple of months ago where I expressed that sometimes you cannot tell. One of the questions that I do not answer while dating is, what do you look for in a person, or what do you want out of a spouse? And that's my personal choice to not answer that question, is because the moment that you tell a person exactly what you're looking for, exactly what you want in a partner, if they are truly interested in you, it's just something that just happens automatically, that people get in this mode and they begin to be that person. Because that's, you say that's what you want, so they become that person. And that, you know, puts you in a position where you allow this person to deceive you because you're not getting the true authentic person of them. I would rather for myself to be involved with a relationship where it just naturally develops or evolves into something blissful and beautiful, because that will be the true beauty of being in a loving relationship, living in a liberty of love, and just being able to love a person who did not use tactics to deceive you. One of the things that I find very common with women in Christianity and in the church, they may see this nice guy. They know that he's a spiritually minded guy. It doesn't make her a bad person. It just makes her a person that's willing to do whatever it takes to get this man. And so sometimes men don't even pay attention to it. But this woman becomes who she essentially believes you want in your life. And she's giving you everything. And if you're not careful, you'll find yourself saying that this is the person I need to marry, and essentially they're not. Why do you think so many people end up being in relationships after the fact, realizing, okay, perhaps I married the wrong one? And that's because they looked at this individual on the surface, or they're doing a community work, or they're working in the church, or they left. And of course, everybody, you know, there are mad killers out there who have kind hearts, have kind moments. At times, I mean, you know, maybe that's a bad choice of analogy, but, you know, I'm just trying to make a point here that there are people out here who can portray to be the good person or a loving person or a person that just really somebody that you desire to be within your life, and they turn out not to be that person. And it's just, you know, it's just a beauty in when truly God puts people together. And I love, a lot of people don't wait on that. They think that they're being put together because, okay, this person's in the past. But your spirit could be telling you totally something, or guiding you towards someone else. and you just keep pushing because you're believing that, okay, this person is ready and available for me, so this must be the one. They're good. We got a lot of things in common. We're doing some of the same things. They're good people. They can hold down their own. All of those kind of things. But ultimately, even if that person has all those things, if the relationship is not right for you and you guys end up getting together, you will not stay together happily. And that's what people miss out on, being able to be in a relationship where you can create and live out a happy relationship. And that's what I want people, and not just women, but, couples in general, to allow yourself to that time you need as a single person to really explore yourself, and so that you can be totally open and receptive to receive the person that's truly, truly meant to be in your life for a lifetime. I want to talk about briefly about marriages in the church. I've never been married, and of course, you don't have to be married to talk about marriage. I would not counsel anybody on marriage because that would be beyond my expertise. But what I will say, just witnessing people who are in loving relationships and who have been so for 30, 40, 50 years, you have to wonder what they did to make it work for so long. And I think that so many of us, we don't take the time to really think about that. I was kind of thinking about the other day how the simplicity of things, and even dating, how relationships back in our yesteryears was so much more solid, so much more fulfilling. And I'm not saying that they were without any type of conflict or friction in a relationship, but what I am saying is that at the end of the day, they knew how to come back together harmoniously. And today, you can have one disagreement and then everybody's headed for a divorce court. There has to be something to be said about that. There has to be a red flag out there to say that people are not really giving much thought of being with truly the person. Most people who are, they allow themselves to be forced in making a decision because they feel like they're getting too old and they don't want to be without, having a partner in their, older years. And then when I think about love, I think about the depth of love, how deep it runs and how deep it can truly, truly go. I've witnessed some people who have been together for a long time who are very unhappy. And then it makes you wonder how and why, what went wrong with that relationship where you can live together and be together for so long, but you truly at the point of hating the ground that your partner marks on. So that should tell many of us something, that there has to be something deeper that you need to connect with in your partner. There are a lot of times where I ran into a couple of people who have been, together over 50-something years, and I've been running into a lot of people lately because, within the heart of hearts of my heart, I truly want to be married to a person that I don't have a real big laundry list, but I truly want to be married to the person that has a heart and a love for people just like I do, and who understands that part of my mission and my purpose in life is being a serving of others. And he has to have that same common, purpose in his life. And I think that a lot of people don't go to the depth of that to try to understand that of your partner in your life. You guys may not be doing the same things, but you do have the same similar purposes. And, you know, it's, you know, what his life is reflecting, his purpose is reflecting, is reflective of yours. And I think those make for a better recipe of relationships, of being divinely connected together. And I'm not saying that people who go out and do the same things, you know, there's something very distinct about being with a person that you're spiritually supposed to be with, because it goes as deep as the spirit, not, you know, a religious connection, but a very, very spiritual connection with the person. I mean, it's almost like there's a true, true beauty in divinely being with a person that your spirit, you know, when sometimes you have those moments of when your spirit is speaking or thinking of something, their spirit is speaking of the same thing in the same manner. And I think that's how why people go wrong in relationships, because they don't seek to get, you know, have a person that's truly meant to be with them. They get a replica of love and accept that they are accepting of love. And, you know, you have women out here that on top of their game, you know, and trust me, because I'm the same type of woman who, you know, out here doing my thing for myself on my own grounds. But at the end of the day, that I know with me being with a future partner, once I meet that person, even if I have met them and we haven't gotten to the point where we both have realized that we're meant to be together, one thing will be consistent with me, because I am a woman made from, created by God, and you know, God has inputted into me as a woman to be nurturing and automatically caring. I don't have to be made to be submissive to my partner. It will be, you know, it's something within me that's already built, especially since I'm spiritually connected, that, you know, if my husband wanted to have me wash his stinky feet, it would be not my obligation, or I would not be made to, but it would be something I would be definitely obliged to do and honored to do, because he is my husband and I respect him in the high regards. And you have to be able to get to that point in a relationship where nothing, you know, you don't want anything to be degrading of you. And I think that's a lot of times people go wrong with that, with the scripture in the Bible says that, well, you know, we should submit to our husband. And I think it's the meaning goes a little bit deeper and more than just the surface of what that word means submissive. And like I said earlier, that, you know, we need to break down the words, because you know, many of words in the dictionary have many different meanings and is written for many interpretations, if I will. And I just want to be able to kind of just open your eyes a little bit about relationships. Just don't choose someone just because there is a lot of similarities and things you like. And one would say, you know, yeah, that's the best person to choose. But I tend to disagree. It has to be deeper than just all the surface stuff, because you will not be happy. You'll find yourself in a relationship with a person who is a good person, who may be, you know, have all, you know, well, with the amazing going on, but at the end of the day, there's something still missing. So therefore, you have to decide within yourself if you want a replica of love, or you wish to possess love blissfully, and you want to, you know, live happily with true love. And, you know, I stand here today saying that, you know, I definitely, that is something that I want, is to have true love. And having true love does not mean that we will not disagree on things. It does not mean that he's going to be perfect. It does not mean that I'm going to be perfect. But it does mean that
at the end of the day, and with everything that goes on between the two of us, we both will know that we're not perfect, but we're just right for one another. And that's what it's all about. I am going to take a brief break, and I want to be come back a little bit and discuss a little bit more about choosing wisely, you know, and looking for more signs of a truly better choice for love. And accepting that a person should, you should invite a person in your life that will accept all of you. All right, with that being said, Detroit and all our global listeners, we are going to play a track by Janice Cox, all the way from the Tennessee area. And this is her joint entitled All of Me. We'll be back with more with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching.
Beautiful.
Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is our hour of Life with Michelle E. Alfred of Mia Happy Life Coaching. We've been talking about relationships today, and I want to give some tips on relationships. Because it's important that when we are in relationships that we understand that how to resolve, because My thing is that I want people to be more cognizant, you know, mindful of what type of relationship, what goes wrong in the relationships, because we just give up so easily, and it could be that we're not with the right person, or it could be that, you know, everything that we're going through is just a total misunderstanding, and that's why it's so important to be with the right partner, because a partner will understand that what the two of you are going through. They know how to get to the core of what's going on so that you guys can heal and move on from it and learn from it and grow old together. That's my hope, is for people to go back to having stronger relationships and more deeper committed relationships and working through relationships rather than throwing in the towel after 2-3 years. But I'm going to share some tips with you. You know, these tips are tips on solving conflicts by taking the lead of your relationship. When you're in the midst of a conflict, take the lead to manage it respectfully and calmly. A few weeks ago, I spoke about managing our lives, period, and then everything is a key word in our life. If you remember that you are supposed to be managers of your money, managers of your life, managers of your children, managers of your household. That's one key word that we should understand, management. We all should become managers. But when you have conflicts in your relationships, listen to what is being said. Many times conflict arises from a simple lack of understanding and miscommunication. Avoid making assumptions about what you heard. Instead, ask for clarification. Like, your partner may say something, and you, because of what you dealt with someone else in a past relationship, it automatically triggers something within you to think on those lines, and it could be totally your future. For your current partner, could be totally talking or communicating something else. So instead of jumping to the gun, it's always good that when you're talking and communicating with your partner, not only should you just you should listen, but you should try to understand and get clarification in what they are communicating to you. A lot of us always take everything for face value, but sometimes you need to delve a little deeper just to get a clearer understanding. And, you know, you would be surprised at how powerful of a statement you would be making just to have your partner understand that you are a person that definitely wants to have a great relationship, and you seek only the best for the both of you by wanting to make sure you understand what's being communicated to you. Another tip is to explore the feelings that come up. A lot of times, if you're feeling something, your partner sometimes will not know what's going on unless you tell them. And even if you're afraid that, you know, you think that they're going to think it's something that's totally, totally insignificant or unimportant. Just you have to communicate your feelings, because your partner needs to know what is bothering you. Your partner needs to know that you need help, perhaps in a certain area, to grow beyond a certain point. Because otherwise, if you do not address those issues, the emotional issues that you're dealing with, if you don't discuss those things with your partner, and every time it triggers something in you, you will take it out on your partner. Your partner will not understand because you have not been communicating what's bothering you. Your partner has to know that this is important enough for you to heal yourself beyond whatever you're holding on to. If you're feeling upset about a conversation, try to determine whether the feeling is where the feeling is coming from. A lot of times we hold on to things that we've dealt with in our past, and then if something similar comes up in our current relationships, we totally lose it. And this is how relationships break up, because we don't address anything. We just jump. We assume so many things, and we don't take the time to understand and communicate better. And a lot of times people think that communicating is just talking about what the issue is. But sometimes it involves you probing for those things that are more deep set within you. So, using these little tips will, hopefully help many of you under the sound of my voice to, pay closer attention to your relationships, and don't automatically think that your significant other is being a nagging woman, and don't automatically think that your husband does not care, because sometimes people have dealt with things and grew up in different environments, and so they deal with things much more differently than perhaps you would. But it's important to understand one another in the world that you used to live in prior to you coming together as one. All right. Let me take several deep breaths and try to remember that what is happening now is completely separate from the past. You can manage conflict more effectively if you deal only with the matter at hand. When you start introducing memories and past slights, it will be tough to get past the history of bad feelings to work toward a positive outcome. And let me kind of expound on that, because I don't want the statement I just made to sound conflicting. But what this is truly saying here, that you should not be to the point where you're delving so deep into the past and you're using the past to perhaps sabotage your future relationship. So you do have to sometimes get to the root of all those things that you've dealt with in your past so that you can heal and move on to a happier existence in your current relationship. And because if you don't address those issues that you're holding to that's so deep set within you, then you will not be able to have room for any happiness, setting place into your spirit or your heart. All right, another tip I want to leave with you with regards to solving conflicts in relationships is to affirm the other person's point of view. Also often that, I know us women, I'm just going to say it, women, sometimes we say that we're right about everything, and we're not. And you communicate that to your partner, so it's like to him you're saying that what he has to say has no value or no significance, and you don't ever want to make your partner feel like that. Even if you know that he's wrong in what he's saying, don't make him feel like his viewpoint is unworthy of exploring, because what needs to happen is that you guys need to talk through whatever the current issue is, and listen to both points of view. Don't put yourself in a position where I'm right, you wrong. You don't want to do that. We're not children. We're adults. We are in a relationship, and so that we, if whatever he has to say is just as important as what you have to say, even if he is wrong or even if you are wrong, the fact remains is that you're supposed to be in the mode of communicating and trying to understand one another in your relationship. And let it be a consensus that once you discuss both points of view, let it become a consensus that once you've discussed and put everything out on the table, that you both decide, okay, perhaps you are right in this point, or perhaps he is right in this point. This is how that we can resolve some of the conflict that we have. And, sometimes it's just unnecessary conflict that we have in our relationship, and we don't realize that it's this minute thing that could have been resolved if we just sat down and actually laid everything out on the table together. One of the common things that I've been, witnessing and becoming to understand just by the advice of those seasoned people who have been married 30, 40, 50 years, is that who are happily married, not, you know, bitterly married, but who are happily married, is that they all say that there should be a common respect for one another, there should be a high regard for one another, and you should not allow outsiders into your relationship. And definitely let the Almighty be the head of your household together as one. And that is a huge thing, specifically talking about the not letting outsiders in. A lot of times we make the mistakes of discussing our marital problems or our relationship problems with, you know, our best friends or, you know, people that we are close to that we deem that are truly, truly happy for you. But let me serve notice to you, not everybody is, even if they're your friends and you have been best friends, and trust me, I mean, speaking from experience, that sometimes people are not happy with you. Sometimes people want what you have or want who you have and seek we in their heart, they covet the man or the woman that you're with. And sometimes all it takes is for you to give a little bit of ammunition of there's trouble in paradise and somebody's always plotting, and then therefore they will put that person in a mold of plotting and scheming on how they're going to get you two apart. I have a friend who has, you know, a couple of friends who have actually dealt with former best friends now, you know, being in relationships with their husbands. And guess what? You gave them all they needed to know of what not to do to be happy in that relationship. So my biggest advice on that point is not allowing outsiders into your relationship is to learn how to pray together. While you're communicating together, you know, pray together. So many people have either stricken that from the process or the method of marriage. It's just unreal. It's just nobody, no husband and wives are not praying together. Husband and wives are not, you know, it's just like they coexist but do none of these things to keep them welded together as a solid team. And I think that is very important that you pray with your partner. And don't be overzealous about anything, you know, because, you know, he could be just as deep as you are. But that is a very important element of a relationship is that you pray for one another and with one another. You do things one with the other and, you know, and not allow, you know, discuss the issues that you do have with outside people. And, you know, even if you feel like you trust these people, you know, you need to handle that with in a form of meditation or direct communication with the Father. Take it all to the throne. I know it may seem easier to talk to someone about what's going on in your relationship. Perhaps at that moment you guys can talk to a relationship counselor or a marital counselor. But, you know, family members, best girlfriends, or best male friends, I advise against it. And I'm speaking from experience myself. I've had, in a relationship past where one of my fiancés, you know, one of his friends, you know, coveted me, wanted to be with me as an individual, and it just wasn't going to happen, Captain. But you just got to be careful, and vice versa. If I've been in a relationship where someone wanted the one person that I was with, or, you know, I think perhaps it happened a few times, but I'm a very private person when it comes to matters of the heart and my relationships. I don't think there is really truly a person who is walking this face of the rest can really say that they've ever heard me really talk about, you know, my relationships, because I feel like it's a private thing between my partner and I, and it's something that's just really sound thinking and a person using wisdom to handle your relationship problems with a professional or either directly going to the throne. That's all I can truly say about that. I know we're going to keep it going, but again, let's make sure that that emotionally you're checking the triggers that are emotionally, you know, bringing up things in your current relationship, so that relationship don't grow sour because of a lack of understanding, a lack of communication, and a lack of you holding, not being able to unleash those things that are from your past so that you can live happily in your future. All right, and then, you know, let's go to this point. You always want to affirm the other person's point of view. You don't have to agree to understand the other point of view. Simply acknowledge and validating someone's feelings can be a powerful tool for resolving conflict positively. You know, you can agree to disagree, but at the end of the day, you guys can still have a positive outcome even though you're disagreeing. Because pretty much at the end of the day, we all just want to be heard and not disregarded. Okay, and last but not least, here's another tip for resolving conflict within a relationship. Decide on a fair course of action. We kind of touched on it a minute ago. Now that you have a clear idea of what the problem is and where the person is coming from, it is time to explore some solutions, throw out some ideas that you can vet, you know, vent together, you know, bring together. Choose the soundest option that can that you both can agree upon. And, you know, plan to, once you make that decision, plan to revisit what the both of you have decided and see if, you know, if that all, you know, helped to resolve the issue. Give it a period of time and see how everything is going, first of all. And see, it's just like having a business plan, you know, running a business and managing your business, just like we, that key word, managing. You know, you have a business plan, and in that business plan, you're supposed to use that to reflect on things that you want to change or things that you need to change after, you know, have been in business for a little bit, and you see where you're going and what things you use to that were used to definitely bring in profit to your company or make your company successful. You want to keep those things, but those things that didn't do so well in the equation, those things can be revisited and revised and revamped so that you can make it better. And that's all it is with relationships, is you know, creating a plan and following that plan to make sure that relationship works. I love talking about relationships because, you know, I love seeing people in love. I love, and I imagine when that moment comes for me, when I'm truly, truly in love with a person, that person will know it because my eyes will light up, my smile will become sunshine, love will exude from me each and every day, because I have this poem entitled "I Am Love and Love Is Me." I love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, and I relish in the cold of love. I just, you know what? It's just, I think it's a beautiful thing to speak about love and to become, you know, in love with yourself first, because there's no greater experience than being in love with yourself and just sharing that with someone else who loves you and loves themselves just the same. And, you know, I am very optimistic about that moment becoming a reality in my life. I've had some wonderful brothers that have been a part of my life, but every good relationship has an end. That if that is not meant to be your eternal partner, then it has to end at some point. But I think it's a very important, women, single women, and single men, if you're in the position where you're single, and but you desire to have love for a lifetime in your life, being single is the best time to make sure that you have all and everything together within yourself, you know, spiritually, mentally. We have to consider financially a little bit, but not too much weight on it, because you know, as a team, you can grow things together and, you know, and do things together to secure your future financially. But I think that, you know, at the core of everything within you spiritually has to be in sync. I, you know, that is something that truly is my heart's desire, is to be in sync, totally spiritually in sync with the person that I am supposed to live my the rest of my destiny with, and walking in both our purpose. But, you know, there was a time that I felt, you know, love in my life, and I knew not to understand that it was love. But it took me to grow older and develop into a woman to understand that, you know, how beautiful love can truly be. I've always, you know, had the beautiful privilege of having lovers in my life that truly, truly loved me as a woman and as an individual. So I definitely would not take nothing less than that in a partner. And in fact, I'm expecting much, much more in a lifetime partner, for him to love me in such a way that, you know, every time we are apart, that people know that when we are apart, that love between us is, you know, strong. And I think that is very important when you can make a statement of love, even out in, not in the presence of the person that you're with. I am just hoping, you know, I always wanted to marry somebody that I have history with, that, you know, share the same core values as me of loving, being a humanitarian, and just being, you know, being a lover of people, and who understands that, you know, as a woman, I need to be able to be that woman to serve and to love others, because that's a part of me. And a man that understands that, you know, pretty much he'll have those same values and follow that same process. So I, you know, I want to encourage all you young women out there to make sure that you're not trying to get in a relationship, you know, rushing into a relationship just so you can say that I'm in a relationship, somebody loves me. Because essentially, rushing into a relationship, not really knowing this person, how this person is eternally, you know, what his spirit is like, what his mindset is like, you're accepting, allowing yourself to accept a replica of love, and you're really taking up time from the opportunity of the one that's supposed to be in your life. You're delaying him from actually entering in your life because you've taken up time with somebody who's only half-heartedly giving you pretty much a replica of a love, and if that. So allow yourself to, you know, be who you are as a woman. Find yourself busy doing the things that you enjoy doing. If you love working in your community, do those things. Because you know what? It's something about when the universe brings love into your life. My goodness, it's just something that that puts gleam in your eyes, and your spirit is illuminated. You know, and I've been feeling like that lately. You know, I'm not in a relationship with anybody, but I'm feeling that already on my own. So imagine the magnitude of what I'm feeling now as a single woman. What I'm going to feel when I actually meet that person. Or, you know, if I already know him or don't know him, if I know him already, but we don't realize that we're meant to be together just yet, I can only imagine that it's going to be 100 times more magnitude, the illumination that exudes from my spirit every time I speak on love or think about love. Or, you know, love just brings a smile on my face. Just the word L-O-V-E makes me smile because, you know, I love myself. I love the life that God is developing for me. I love that the life that he's already prepared for me. I love that he is creating in me just a phenomenal woman. You have to be able to say that for yourself, that you are a phenomenal woman. And you know, I don't want to get the quote Maya Angelou, but, you know, we definitely should understand who you are as a woman, and that once you know your self-worth, guess what? You will not allow just anything in your life. You will not allow just any old average Joe to come into your life correctly. You know, he will have to come correct from that gate. So, you know, I encourage you women to just really, if you are in a relationship, and men, if you are in relationships, allow yourself to really, truly, get, you know, make a good effort in resolving conflict in your relationships by paying more attention to one another. I can't say that enough. Listen to one another's emotional appeal of, you know, what, where you need help, and so that your relationships should go stronger. It shouldn't be, you know, a relationship doesn't have to end so horribly if we just take the time to, you know, learn what's really truly going on. We throw up our hands and throw in the towel so quickly without giving your own relationship a chance. So, you know, I encourage you to really, truly, if you're in a good relationship, try to keep that together. If you're not in a relationship, allow yourself to be who you are as an individual, love yourself, respect yourself, and welcome that that right partner into your life. Not perfect, but that right partner into your life. Accept that partner into your life, because we have to be accepting of love. You know, love is not going to just bum rush you or ambush you or anything like that. You have to be accepting of love, because it's love is liberty, and love there is liberty. So there has to be a true freedom of the flow of love in your life. So allow that to happen. Don't allow yourself to be coerced to be in a relationship. Men, I can't say it enough to you. Learn to, you guys were given the responsibility to choose your gift. Don't let your gift be based on her, just her beauty, what she's doing in her life. She's giving you a little bit of spirituality, but, you know, something much more deeper. She's, you know, if you look a little bit closer, sometimes women are serving you up just what they believe that you want in your life, and you, if you're not being spiritually guided, you would allow yourself to accept that and say, you know, she got everything I need, not really, really getting spiritually connected with the Father to see that to be true. And, you know, there could be truly someone waiting out there for you, and you not even know that this person really, truly loves you and has loved you all their lives. So allow yourself to dig a little deeper. Don't just choose. Don't make a spontaneous, you know, choice. Make a sound decision, and make it be a decision that you know that beyond a shadow of a doubt is right. Women, I can't say it enough. We all, as women, want love. We want to feel love. We want to be held by love. We want to be wanted even more by love. But you know what? At the end of the day, you don't have to just accept anything into your life to get that love. Because, you know, receiving a replica of love, it will ultimately end you up in a situation where you're truly unhappy, and then you'll be back in the same position you were before. So allow yourself to accept love and receive love. On the merit of love and on the true grounds of love. And you will see that is a much, much better process that you should follow. And I want to, before I end the show, I'm going to read an affirmation about love, because I truly, truly, I'm just going to share a few affirmations. It's not a little bit, they're not, you know, really long. They're like little short affirmations, but I think that, you know, is something that you could probably use on a regular basis in your life. One, I see you clearly with the eyes of pure, unconditional love. I love what I see. My marriage made in heaven is made manifest on earth. The holy God transforms my marriage into a joyous, intimate one. Every day and every way, our marriage is getting better, better, and better. I draw love and romance into my life, and I accept it now. That was one for the single men and some single women. My partner is loyal to me. I am magnetic and irresistible to my partner. That's for everyone. I radiate pure, unconditional love towards my partner. From time to time, I ask my husband, how can I love you more? Wow. Now, you know what that is, ladies? That is definitely something that should get his attention if you ask him, how can I love you more? Another one is, I choose to see my husband clearly with the eyes of love and compassion. I love what I see. And then another one is, love happens. I release the desperate need for love. Single women, listen to this. Single men, I release the need for my partner to approve of me. I allow love to find me easily and effortlessly. Another one, love is always around me. I feel everywhere. Joy fills my entire world. I was born to learn to love myself more and to share that love with people around me. Yes, 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 I love that one. I am going to read that again before we wrap up the show. I can't even, wow, that is just, I want to read it one more time. I was born to learn to love myself more and to share that love with people around me. How important is, how defining is that affirmation? I just want to end the show with that. I want to make sure that you tune in next week. We will definitely try to make sure we're chiming in on time, connecting in on time, and then sharing with you just some words of wisdom. Hopefully, for all of you under the sound of my voice, I appreciate you tuning into the show. Just want to make a quick announcement that we probably will be switching this segment to Sunday afternoons, because so many people said that it's, you know, difficult for them to tune in on the afternoon show while they're at work sometimes. Some are able, some are not, and they would love for me to hear me speak on certain things. If you have a certain topic that you wish for me to speak on, you can email me at miahappy@live.com. That's MEAHAPPY at live, LIVE.com. And I'll be happy to put together a topic of discussion based on something that you want discussed or researched. I would definitely be happy to do that for you. You can reach me anytime at between the hours of 9 and 6 daily. Mia Happy Life Coaching at 734-288-7189. And if you have a desire to have a coach, whether it be a business coaching, writing coaching, relationship coaching, spiritual coaching, and or many other things, because I've worn a lot of hats in my life successfully. And you can just give me a call, and we can make an assessment and see if, you know, my services will be of help to you. If not, you know, at least we can have a conversation, and I can leave you with something happy. All right. This is Michelle E. Alfred of Mia Happy Life Coaching signing off today. Make sure you check out some of our regular scheduled shows throughout the week with various other hosts. I am the host of this show, and I'm also the network owner of the Poetic Energy Network Station, where we're uniting voices and changing lives. So I thank you for tuning in, and have a great rest of the afternoon. And until next time, we will be here. We'll put out a posting or something to let you guys know what day and what time we'll actually be switching this segment of the show to another day. I want to say namaste. Have a great day. All right, we're taking it off Jazzy with a little bit of Yancey.